Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Evelyn Wan. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Tuesday, November 4th. Here are the headlines to start your day. The Northwestern men's basketball team beat Mercyhurst 70-47 yesterday. Highlights of the night include sophomore guard KJ Windham, who scored 3 three-pointers, and senior forward Nick Martinelli, who had a 17-point night. The Cats play against Boston University on Friday. In Evanston, community members hosted a food drive on Sunday at Evanston Township High School. The food drive was organized to help residents affected by the SNAP benefit pause, immigration raids, and government shutdown. Over 150 volunteers worked to support the hundreds of residents that came to collect groceries and gift cards. U.S. Representative Jesus Chuy Garcia will not seek re-election. Garcia filed petitions to run for his seat on October 27th, but he is expected to pull his petitions. Patty Garcia, his chief of staff, also filed a petition to run for his seat on Monday. There are currently 5 open congressional seats and an open Senate race. The Illinois State Fair announced country music singer Lainey Wilson as their first headliner for the 2026 stage. Wilson has made a name for herself in the country music field, with a Grammy Award and 16 Academy of Country Music Awards under her belt. The event is set to run from August 13th through August 23rd of 2026. Yesterday, the Los Angeles Dodgers celebrated their World Series win with a downtown parade and a sold-out stadium rally. The celebration comes 2 days after the Dodgers clinched a 5-4 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays in Game 7 of the World Series. The win marks the team's second straight World Series championship, and the Dodgers also became the first team in 25 years to win back-to-back titles. In Rome, a Romanian worker died after being trapped under a partially collapsed medieval tower. The Torre dei Conti collapsed during renovation efforts, and rescue operations were difficult due to the unstable structure of the building. Firefighters managed to rescue the worker from the debris, but he died soon after in the hospital. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Evelyn Wan. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.